Well, let us open our catechisms as we come to the closing questions of our catechism. And we are dealing with the subject of baptism in the last, in the 76th question. And seeing there's only 82 questions in our catechism, we are very close to the end. And this is not by any means designed. We did not know where our brother was going to be with us this evening, and we pray his patience as we look at this question together. Question 76, and last time we looked at the what of baptism in question 75. Now we look at the who, and who is to be baptized. And we see it in this question positively stated. Then next week we'll look at the negative statement of the issue. And question 76 reads, to whom is baptism to be administered? And the answer, baptism is to be administered to all those who actually profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and to none other. And this is a clear statement that we believe that the only recipients of baptism are those who have actually come to the point where they have actually repented of their sin in the face of God and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ exclusively to them alone. And the responsibility is upon them. So therefore, they are commanded to repent and to believe before they are baptized. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you. So repentance and baptism go hand in hand, and one is not to be administered without the other. Therefore also we have in Matthew 3 and verse 6, and were baptized of him, so John the Baptist in Jordan, confessing their sins. We also have over the page Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And also in Acts chapter 8, verse 12, 36 and 37, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And again, the emphasis there of men and women. See, here is water, as the eunuch said to Philip, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip gives him the only hindrance, or by implication, the only hindrance would be if he did not believe with all his heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see in that passage, he goes on to confess his wholehearted belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then in Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48, the Apostle Peter here speaking, can any forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. So a lot of clear text there. And again, we will see next week that it's the regulative principle, and I don't want to jump ahead into the next question, but that's what we'll look at next week. And again, the reason why there's a number of scriptures there is to show the biblical pattern and the biblical way of baptism is inextricably linked with repentance, with faith, with belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, and with receiving of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, we as believers are to baptize them only and none other. So to whom is baptism to be administered? Baptism is to be administered to all those who actually profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and to none other.